Is there really a Moana 2? What is the next big Marvel movie? And is Dove the best chocolate? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of The Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Toddcast. As always, I'm your host, Todd McManus, on this first episode of March. This episode is premiering on Friday, March the 1st, 2024. The first episode of this month, and it's weird to think that it's actually been 4 years. Like, time flies. It's been 4 years since the COVID lockdowns happened, and that's a pretty wild thing to think about. But we're going to go ahead and dive into some news real quick. First off, I wanted to talk about that I haven't had the pleasure of talking about yet is that Deadpool 3 had its first official trailer that premiered a few weeks ago. And if you haven't seen it, go check it out. And it's not actually called Deadpool 3. The official title of the movie is Deadpool and Wolverine. Of course, this is the first ever Disney Marvel Deadpool movie. There is a Deadpool 1 and 2 made by Sony, I want to say, whenever they had the rights of... No, it wasn't Sony. It was a 20th Century Fox. When Fox had the rights to the X-Men, they made the movies. Of course, the first and second Deadpool movies are really good. I actually prefer the first Deadpool movie more than the second one, in my opinion. And I know this one's going to be good. It is rated R, a rated R Disney Marvel movie. Ryan Reynolds returns as Deadpool, and then somehow they got Hugh Jackman to return as Wolverine. And having them two team up is just going to be nuts. You got to go watch the trailer. Deadpool's involved with the TVA, the TVA was in the Loki series over on Disney Plus, and it's just a wild time to be alive, really, to be honest with you. But it's coming out in July of this year, so mark your calendars. I think it's July 25th of this year, or July 24th, maybe. It's towards the end of July of this year. And as of now, it's the only Marvel MCU movie that's coming out this year, other than Madam Web, which bombed a few weeks ago. And I haven't had the pleasure of watching it, which honestly, it would be the displeasure of watching that movie because of how apparently terrible it was. It was worse than Morbius. Yes, there was some chart, I think it was IGN, they gave Morbius like a 15% out of 100. And somehow Madam Web got a 13. So Madam Web is worse than Morbius. And I really want to watch it. Just because it's a Marvel movie. And just because it's bad. I just really want to watch it. So, which also, speaking about Marvel, they just announced that they announced the cast and the official date of the Fantastic Four movie, which is going to be July 25th of next year, of 2025, which is going to be interesting. It takes place, a year after the Deadpool and Wolverine movie, which I'm excited about all of these. I'm kind of getting more excited about what these new Marvel movies that are coming out, because they're going more towards, of course, the Fantastic Four and the X-Men. And it's just really exciting to see what they're actually going to do, because a lot of people haven't been seeing the Marvel movies, or they've been getting stale. So it's like they got to change it up and ramp it up right now. And the whole thing that happened with Jonathan Majors, and he's no longer Kang the Conqueror anymore. So they got to figure out what's going on. So, Fantastic Four, Pedro Pascal is Mr. Fantastic. He, of course, if you do not know who that is, he is the same actor who plays the Mandalorian, which is going to be interesting to see him as Mr. Fantastic. And yeah, it's just going to be really good. I don't remember the other three. I don't remember the actors and actress name. I think it was Vanessa Kirby is Invisible Woman. And I can't remember what movie she was in, but she's been in something. And I'm just excited to see this movie and all of what's Marvel doing from here on out. Also announced from Disney is that they announced a Moana 2. I have not seen the first Moana movie, but a lot of people say it's pretty good. So Moana 2 was just announced, surprisingly, and it is being released in theaters in November of this year. So that's going to be exciting to watch. I'm going to have to watch the first Moana movie here soon and see how good it is, if it's actually good. All I can remember is the "What can I say except you're welcome" from the big guy who's in there, who's voiced by The Rock. That's all I can remember from the trailers and from people talking about the movie. But people say it's a really good movie. It's a really good, you know, good old-fashioned musical Disney movie that's animated. So I'll have to check that out soon and let y'all know how that is and see if I would actually be excited about Moana 2 in November. So with that, there's really not much else going on in the world, right? I mean, there's probably other stuff, but nothing that I really care about or want to talk about. So I want to go ahead and get into some questions. Of course, if you ever have a question, you can submit it over in the comments section on my YouTube channel. There's a link down in the description that'll take you to my YouTube channel. You could click or tap on that. It'll take you over there, and then on one of the videos, comment your question, and also you could comment your drink or food suggestion that you would like for me to review on a future episode. And with that, we have got two questions here, so thank you for these questions. The first question we have is, what is your favorite Easter candy? That's a good question. Thank you for this question. Easter is coming up soon. I think it's at the end of March. Favorite Easter candy. I mean, you can't go wrong with a good old-fashioned, you know, the Reese's egg. Those, the ones that are in the little, like the single-wrapped ones that are on the little piece of cardboard that it comes in. And they come in like a six-pack, and you can get them at Walmart on the holiday treat aisle. Those are really good. I can get behind some of them. And eat a whole pack to where my stomach starts to hurt. Other than that, what else? I mean, there's Cadbury eggs. You can't go wrong with Cadbury eggs, of course. Those are pretty good. I can't really remember like any big specific Easter candy. I mean, honestly, all of the Easter candy I ate was probably the same candy I would normally eat, but they just put Easter colors on it, like green, pink, and purple. And like a light purple color, you know. Y'all know the colors I'm talking about. I add some yellow, and they're basically Mardi Gras, but add like blue, you know. And then, oh, it's Easter now. So, yeah, but I mean, like Easter M&Ms, you know. Yeah, they're good. They're just the same thing, but different colors, you know. So, I would have to, if I have to go Easter specific, I would still probably stick with the Reese's eggs, because they're just really good, and I've eaten a ton of them in my lifetime, and I would definitely buy some. I might have to go to Walmart and give me a pack after this episode is done to see how good they are and reminisce of those good old days. So the next question we have here is a would you rather question. Would you rather have your own chef or your own driver? Interesting. I think I've heard this question before. I don't know if I've had it on an episode in the past. My own driver or my own chef? So if you have your own driver, it means no matter what car you're in, it could be like a normal limo, or it could be, you know, a Kia or a Chevy or a Ford or whatever. And they could drive you around. You could probably sit in the front seat with them or sit in the back seat. That means you just have somebody who's going to drive you everywhere. That means you never have to worry about driving ever again. I mean, as long as they pay for the gas and pay for the upkeep or upkeep the vehicle, you know, and keep it clean and all that kind of stuff, I don't really care. You know, they can do whatever they want. But I feel like that'd be the only good reason to have a driver, is if you don't have to pay for the gas. And, you know, some people enjoy driving. Like, I actually do. I kind of like driving, you know. Not in, like, hectic traffic, but otherwise it's pretty okay. But then there's your own chef. And I think that is way more valuable than having your own driver when you think about it. So having your own chef means that they either live at your home or they live next door or whatever. And they would be able to cook you any food that you want. And I think it's a no-brainer. Like, I understand if you would want your own driver. There's nothing wrong against that, of course. That's a good answer. I think the most obvious answer, though, is to have your own private chef. There's really nothing you can go wrong with that. And, you know, there's a lot of plus sides to it. You never have to cook again. And if they're like a really, you know, five-star, like Michelin-star chef or whatever, that means they're just super good at cooking food, and they can make the best foods. They can make you whatever you want. You could say, oh, I want ramen, and they'll make the best ramen. Or you can go all the way to say you want a tomahawk steak, and they'll cook it for you, you know. So I think the having your own chef is way more useful than having your own driver. The only upside of having your own driver is if, I guess that would be more of a butler. If you had your, if they would like go to Walmart for you and do a pickup, or go and actually like grocery shop for you, then that would make sense. But like if the chef cooks the food, I guess I would be the one who has to go buy it. So that means I would have to go do the Walmart pickup to go pick up the food and actually get the food to be able to eat it, you know, for them to cook it. So yes, I would have definitely picked the private chef over the driver, because I enjoy driving, and cooking some things can be enjoyable, but the overall experience of cooking every time, I would leave that up to the professionals. You know, people who enjoy cooking, people who want to cook, stuff like that. I would do that. So if I could have a chef, you know, my wife cooks good food, so I kind of already have a great chef at home. But if I could be able to, like for me and her, if we could have our own chef together and have somebody cook food for us, that would be awesome. That would be great. Where we don't have to worry about it. We could pick what we want. Like we create the menu, but it's up to them to actually cook the food. So I think that would be a great addition to life in general. So with that, it is now time for a good old-fashioned candy review. I've got two different kinds of chocolate bars with me right now, and we're going to go ahead and dive into these. I have, like I just said, I have two different kinds. Some of them might be a little melty because it is a warm outside, so I'm going to try not to get this everywhere. So the first kind we have is Twix cookie dough. So Twix cookie dough, got this at a Pilot, a good old-fashioned Pilot truck stop. Excuse me. Oh, yeah, it's a little wet. So Twix cookie dough, let's go ahead and give it a try. Okay. That's pretty good. It has like, I don't know if it's real cookie dough, but that's good. Cookie dough flavored cream with cookie bits, crunchy cookie, and of course milk chocolate. That's pretty good. Twix has done pretty good on that one, I gotta say. I'm not that big of a Twix fan. Like, I just don't sit around eating Twix all the time. The right and left, never really cared. So, but this Twix cookie dough is actually pretty good. I got to give it to Twix. They know what they're doing on this one. So on the scale of a 0 to 100 with no decimals, I'd probably give this one a good 0 to 100. I would probably give it like a 84. It's not my favorite, but it is good, and I can get solely behind this. So the next one we have here is Dove chocolate. Milk chocolate and caramel on the inside. Three large promises. So these are just three big pieces of Dove. And apparently they have caramel on the inside. And I've always heard Dove is great. I don't remember the last time I actually had a Dove chocolate. So I'm ready to dive into this Dove right now and see what it's all about with the caramel on the inside. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. Oh. Dove knows what they're doing with this one. Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow, that's good. Oh, yeah. That's good. Oh, had to wash it down with a good old Diet Coke. Wow, that's really good. Dove with caramel in it. It's true. What it says on the front is true. Silky smooth promises. It made that promise and it delivered on that promise. Silky smooth chocolate, really, really tasty caramel. I mean, what can go wrong with this sort of combination and the flavor that it is producing in my mouth hole right now? Dove milk chocolate with the caramel is a God tier, S tier chocolate. It is really good. Dove with the caramel on the 0 to 100 with no decimal score, I would have to give that all the way up to a 90. That's really good. I'm definitely going to be eating the rest of those. And one of the most highest rated chocolate items on this podcast ever. That's really good. Got to shout out and give it to Dove. They know what they're doing with their chocolate. They've been conquering the chocolate market, I guess you could say, for years now. And they definitely know what they're doing with their chocolate. So kudos to Dove for actually doing good for chocolate. So yeah, Dove caramel with a 90 and Twix cookie dough with a solid 84. These two were really good. Got to give it to these two because they brought the heat and they actually delivered. So they knew what they were doing coming into this one. So yeah, that pretty much wraps up this episode. This might seem like it was a pretty short episode, but, you know, different things going on in the life. So wanted to keep it short and quick, you know. So tell me in the comments whether you actually like this style of episode. This episode, I think, is going to be close to 20 minutes long. So if you like the shorter rundown episodes with a few news stories, the questions, and then the review, and then that's it, tell me down in the comments. Just let me know, do you like the longer episodes like I used to do in the years past where it was, you know, all the way up to an hour or averaged around 30 to 40 minutes per episode? Or do you like the shorter episodes that can be 30 minutes or less? So let me know that. And with all that being said, that's going to do it for this episode. As always, please rate and subscribe. And if you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. And follow the Toddcast on Instagram for all your updates and Toddcast needs. Tell your friends and family to give it a listen. And thank all of you once again for listening to this episode. And if you want to know what's going to happen next week, well, you're just going to tune in to find out. Only on the Toddcast.